goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehudi. This has to go according to Rabbi Yosef Yehudi.
That says before it's mutter, so here also it's mutter. So it's Rashi. Rashi, di Rebbe, loy mahani le shinui. Because according to Rebbe, there wouldn't be any heter at all. To menestina smayim mechayim. Because Rebbe says just for putting water into it alone, for that alone yechayim. So once you're adding water into the keli, avadar it's osur. Here it says even gibel is mutter, you're allowed to not only add the water, but even mix it up, that's mutter. So according to Rebbe, there's no tzad heter. But according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there is a tzad heter. The kashrus of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda himself says, you're not allowed to be goyvel, you can't be goyvelet. You're allowed to add the water to the flour. But he holds you're not allowed to mix it up and knead it. And here it says, yesh omrim, you're allowed to knead it. The teretz is, v'hani mili hudu mishani. If you make a shinu, you make some difference. You make a shinu, that's therefore it's mutter. So the mara heichi mishani, what kind of difference do you have to do on Shabbos to make a shinu? Om rel chizda al yad al yad. Just make little at a time. Don't make too much. That's called a shinu. You make a little bit of it each time separately, and even though you're adding the water to the keli and you're mixing it up, that's mutter. So for the hesbrid that this keli, since it's a different type of substance, not mamish flour, it doesn't really cling together. So it's not lash midiraisa. It's only xera midirabon. If you make lisha on this keli, it looks like you're making lisha on regular flour. That's why it's also midirabon. So since it's only nistim midirabon, here Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is moida. If you make a shinui, you make something different, it's mutter. Therefore, do a little bit at a time, it's mutter by this type of lisha with keli, with this thick type of flour. So the more of Vishovin, everybody's both of them are moider, sheboichshen eshashatis b'shabbos. You let them mix up the shatis on Shabbos, that's mutter. Now the shatis that we had, that was Rashi said before, that's the type of a mixture you make from this keli, from this hard type of flour, you make a mixture. See, everybody holds, you're allowed to mix it up on Shabbos. Rashi, Shabbosin, Mamish, Betarvid, Dainu, Goyvun. To make us take a spoon and mix it up on Shabbos, that's mutter. And Vaite, Veshoisin, Zeisim, Amitri. Everybody holds, you're allowed to drink this drink, Zeisim, Amitri, on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush? So Rashi, the Blav, Rufua, Nami, Mashku. Even though most people take it for Rufua, so I would think it's also to drink it on Shabbos because we're not allowed to take Rufua on Shabbos. Terence says, other people drink it for health also. The Tanan, Kola Mashkin Shais Nodim Rafua. Since people drink it not for Rafua, even though you're taking it for Rafua, still it's mutter. If it's a drink that people take, normal, healthy people take it, then you want to take it on Shabbos. So that's the Zaytim HaMitzri. For the Gemara, Aivu Amrit Ein Goivin, how could you say it's mutter? Vishatis, it's mutter, I before we said Ein Goivin. So what do you mean everybody holds it's mutter? Here we had a Machlekis. Some say, V'yeshrein Rim, Tan Rabbon Ein Goivin Mesa Kelly. It says you're not allowed to be goyvel. So how can you say here that everybody holds this mutter? Before we had, you're not allowed to. But I'm with engoyvel. No more lekasha. Ha'viyovah ha'baraka. It depends what type of a bladder you're making. How thick it is. Ha'bov, if you're making it very thick, in other words, you have a lot of the flour there, and a little bit water, that it's thick, then taka it's awesome. Because with the rabbonin, it looks like lisha, so it's awesome. Ha'baraka, if it's very loose, then bechal doesn't look like lisha, doesn't look like kneading, it's very loose, so that's mutter. Since it's only keli, that bechal, it's not real flour, it's harder flour, so here with this type of a velosa raka, it's mutter. See, everybody's masking, you can mix up, I mean, it's very soft. Trashi bova, if it's a thick substance, ain't goivlin, of a baraka, bechshin, shenzu lisha. There's no lisha bechal, it's a very soft substance. So the more of a hani mili, even when you're doing it, by soft, hudu mishani. You have to make some type of a shini, some difference on Shabbos. Heichi mishani, what's the difference you're making? Omer Rav Yosef, b'choil, and the weekday, if the derech is, nois nesa chaymitz. First you put the vinegar. V'yach ha-kach nois nesa shtis, and then you put this type of a flour into it. So if that's the normal way, is b'Shabbos make a shinui, nois nesa shtis, first put the shtis inside, v'yach ha-kach nois nesa chaymitz. And then put the vinegar inside on Shabbos. Make this shinui on Shabbos. What's the vissen against this is people want to make the hot cereal on Shabbos. You want to make farina or make type of cereal for the baby on Shabbos. So the eitzes is to do like we're learning right now. You have to make these shinuyim. That you have to make the shinu, whatever the derech is in the weekday, do the opposite on Shabbos. If in the weekday first you add the milk and then you put the baby cereal, so on Shabbos do the opposite. First put in the baby cereal and then put in the milk.
And who are din, you're supposed to make it velosoi rock as much as possible. Like, don't make it too thick, try and make it a little bit loose. And also, when you will see, we'll soon see the next shinui. When you're mixing it, you're supposed to also mix it with a shinui. Not normal, but go criss-cross. We'll soon see the next shinui. So tomorrow, Levi Brei de Rav Huna. Levi, the son of Rav Huna, Bachia, Ashkechei Legavla de Venesia. He found the person that was the gavla means he used to feed his father's animals. And how do you feed the animal? You have to mix the water with the bran. So he met up this person that's feeding his father's animals. The Kogovil, the Sofra Latura. He saw him on Shabbos. He was taking this bran and he added the water to it. And he was Govil, used to mix it up on Shabbos. The Sofra, and he fed it to the animals on Shabbos. Is Botish Bey. So who yelled at him? Tell him, stop. You're also to do it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Govil on Shabbos. So Osavu, then his father came. Ashkeche, he found him. Omale. So who the son told the father, how come you're letting him do it on Shabbos? Amalei, so he answered back, Hochi Yomer Avu Adimuch, this is what your grandfather said, Mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rav, Umani, who is that? Rabbi Yirmiya Baraba, that Goivlin, you are allowed to mix up the food on Shabbos, V'loi Masvin, but not allowed to feed it to him. Trashi Goivlin, Heis Mursin Ayidei Shinui, you're allowed to be Goivl the Mursin, you're allowed to take this bran and add water to it, and mix it up on Shabbos, but some type of a shinui. You have to make some difference on Shabbos. We'll soon see. Kanafarish b'yozom. V'hu d'kol mishani. You have to make a difference. V'loy masvin l'turin. Eim amirinoysen. We're not allowed to feed it down his mouth, like to put it so far down, like the Mishnah says, that it can, he can't bring it up. That's awesome. Yeah. So the kid says, his grandfather said, it's muta to be goivlin on Shabbos. Goivlin v'loy masvin. U'doloy loket b'lishne. And let's say he can't, if the animal is so young that he can't lick it up with his own tongue, then malkitin lay. Then you're allowed to put it down his throat. If he can't eat by himself, then you're allowed to feed him. So drashid lay loke blishne, ego cooked in a small calf, shadayin lay loymed lechol, he's not raw when eating, then you're allowed to put the food down his throat. Obzot gemara vahani mili hudumishani. And this is the terrace. When are you allowed to be goyvel? When are you allowed to mix it up even on Shabbos? Only with a shinui. Is that the Mishnah says it's author, that's without the shinui. But with the shinui, it's mutter. So drashi, the hanimil, the amorin, the mutter, legabol, mursin, that's if you make a shinui. So the mora heishi mishani, what's the shinui? Omer rav yemer, bashalmiya mishmei debayim, shesi verif, that means mix it up crisscross. Go across, then go up and down. And not let it go around the way normally you mix it up, but go shesi verif. So the mora aibol loimar shapir, just doing it that way, I can't mix it up too good though. I have to go around and around, otherwise I can't get a good mixture here. Rabbi Yehuda, the other answer is, Menaro Lakli. You're not allowed to do it normal, take the spoon and mix it up normally. But the answer is, shake the whole kli. If you shake the whole kli, that's also called the shinui, that's mutter. So the kids said, these are the three shinuyim that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do the shinui, put in the opposite way first, and then mix it up, crisscross, do some type of a shinui when you're mixing it up, and also try and make it as much as possible, loss of raka. Don't make it too thick, but make it as soft as possible. Right. More costly about Pinkis Sei de Ziri. It was written on Ziri's blackboard, his notebook, that Amrisi called him Rebbe. That Ziri once asked his Rebbe Yeshayla, Omani Rebbe Chia. He asked Rebbe Chia Yeshayla, Mahal Legavim. Are you allowed to mix up the Mursin on Shabbos? Could you mix it up on Shabbos? So Omar Os, he answered the back, no, it's also. Mao Lafarik. What about the Mafarik? So Rashi learns the Farik means to empty it out. So Rashi lost says Mitoch Kli. Shlefnei Behemazu. For lost is Lefnei Chaverta. Are you allowed to empty it out from one table in front of one animal and put it next to the other animal? Omar Mutter. He said, this is Mutter. Omar Rav Menashia. Chad Kamei Chad. You're allowed to put one portion of food in front of one animal. Trei Kamei Trei. Two portions in front of two animals. This is like a new shayla mishum tircha. Rashi says, "Chad kam echadam milsa biapanash." This is a new halacha. He chodem midash regin losaf mei bein lamutu losaf lofnei b'shabbes. Chen tarti. But to do more, it's also because you can't be matrich yourself too much on Shabbos. Of trei kam trei is also sharp, but them is also mutter. Has two portions in front of two animals. That's also mutter. Of a tlosa, if you want to put three portions kam trei in front of two animals, that's also. because you're doing too much tircha. You don't have to feed him so much. And Avada who didn't much says he can't put two portions in front of one animal. Abu Rabbi Yosef Amar no. Kav v'afilu kabayim. He also knows no shear. You could feed the animal as much as you want. And Ulu Amar kur v'afilu kurayim. These are big measurements. As much as you want, you let her feed in front of the animals on Shabbos. Murakosiv afink say the Levi. As it was written on Levi's book. Amris Kami Rebbe. He has to shout in front of his Rebbe. Omani, who was it? Who was his Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Al Deheve Gavlin Shetisim Bovel. He asked the Mishaila, how come in Bovel they were Megavel? They used to mix up the Shtisa. They used to have this Kemach from Keli, this like roasted flour, and they were mixing it up on Shabbos. So yes, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, what do you hold? You hold this Mutter or not? The Vitzavach Rebbe. His Rebbe was screaming, saying it's also, it's also. Omani Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Al Deheve Gavlin Shtisa. He was screaming, how come people used to mix up this type of flour? For less the Shmile, and nobody listened to him. The less Chayla B'yodei, and he didn't have enough strength in his hands, L'meiser, he couldn't go and give out a P'sak L'Sosa. Midi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yosef Yehuda was not the Rit, like we have Shan this Brysom, Yesh Oymim Goyvim, and Man Yesh Oymim Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, so since there was a Man the Yom, that said it's Mutter, he didn't have enough Kerech Tassarit. Like we spoke out before, by this type of flour, it's only Yisim of the Rabbonin. It's not real fine flour, it's only Kemach Koli. So therefore, it's only Yishal and the Rabbonin. And there is a man, the Yom, that says it's Mutter, he couldn't have enough care to put out a Nisr. More costly about Pin Kefet Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It was in, was written on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's book. Hayman de Bechad B'Shabbos. If somebody was born on Sunday, he should know Yehei Gibur, he's going to be a strong person. He's not going to have one thing. What does it mean one thing is not going to be with him? He's not going to have any good in his life. I was born on Sunday and he's a Talmud Chochem, he had a lot of good. Ela means lav chad levisha. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. If you're born on Sunday, it's very good. We were both born on Sunday. Ano Melech, Ich bin a Melech, the Talmud Chochim is a Rosh, he was like a Melech. For who? Heve Resh Ganvi. And he was the leaders of the bandits. So the Chorot's bad. So you see, for me it was good, for him it was bad. Elo the Pshat is like this. Whoever's born on Sunday, Ikulu Letivoi, Ikulu Levisha. Either will be very good or be very bad. Not in between. For the more my time, how come? The Yivru Bei Or B'Choshech. On the first day was created light and darkness. So mainly either you're completely light or completely dark. One of the two. The Marahai Man de Betray B'Shabbos. What about somebody that's born on Monday? Yehei Gibor Ragzin. He'll be a strong person, but a Ragzin will be very angry. He'll have a temper. My time away, Mishum the Ifligul Bay, Maya. Because in this day the water was separated. Trashi Kahu Yavdu Mikolodim. He'll be separated from everybody else. So he'll be a strong, but also be a rag, and also be anger. Hai man de betlosa b'shavuot, someone who's born on Tuesday. Yehei Gibor Oster will be a strong person and a rich person. Vizanoi. He'll have to do with Rashi Noy. He'll have to do with Nus. My time away, Mishum the Ivru Bay Asofim. Because the grasses were created on the third day. Trash Dibri Bayasovim, the Chsev Tachi Oritz, Vudove Shepora Varova, Miyoid. It gives a very fruitful. Of a Mari Lagadla, it grows very fast. Litzmayach, the Winya Pritzis, that's Ninya from Pritzis. So this person will be strong and rich, but it'll also have a Mida Pritzis. Yeah. Lishnachrin, another Pshat is, like Sibli Minehu, Piasom, doesn't say to its own Min. So maybe they had a lot of, they were Yoinik Zemizeh. They didn't state to their own men, who are then this person will have znus. Hayman de Biaboy, Bishavlor, someone is born on Wednesday, fourth day. Yehei Gibor Chochim, he'll be strong and a Chochim. Vinor, he'll be light. My time away, Mishum Dietli Bei Moris. As in the fourth day, that's when the Moris, the sun and moon, was put into orbit, so that's a good mazel, that's will be light. Hayman de Bechamisha, Bishavlor, someone is born on Thursday. Yehei Gibor, he'll be very strong, and Goyim Chasodim. My timer, Mishum the Ivru Bay Dogim Vyofis. Because Hashem traded fish and birds on Thursday. So what's Goyim HaChasodim mean? So Rashi learns, Shein Torchon Loichlon, El Nizunin Dechas V'Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. They don't have to work for their food. A bird and fish don't work too hard. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them their food. That's the need of Goyim HaChasodim. So just like the Eibishter gave his midah, Goyim HaChasodim, on Thursday, whoever's born on Thursday will have this midah to be a Goyim HaChasodim. Haiman Demaili B'Shabosam, someone is born on Erev Shabbos. Ye Gibor, who'll be a strong person, and Chazrun. Chazrun Rashi Mach Zeracha Mitzvahs, who'll be running after doing mitzvahs. Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Chazrun be mitzvahs, he'll be running after mitzvahs. Rashi, Shekein Derech Erev Shabbos, Lach Zeracha Mitzvah Shabbos. That's the Messias of Shabbos, Friday. Erev Shabbos, you're Matriach, you're always running after doing mitzvahs, preparing for Shabbos. So if you're born on Friday, that's your midah to run after do mitzvahs. Haiman de B'Shabbatam, someone that's born on Shabbos, Yehei b'Shabbat Yomus, he'll die on Shabbos also. Why? Al b'achilu alavayu yoyim rabba, the Shabbos. Since he was born on Shabbos, he was gerim the shavi achilu Shabbos, he'll also die on Shabbos. And Omar Rova bar Rav Shelo, ukadisha rabba yiskori, he'll be called the kadish rabba. Why? Josh ukadisha rabba yiskori, shei porish v'kadish, tirsi v'kadishayu. Since Shabbos has Kedusha, he'll also be called a Kaddish. Omuluhu Rabbi Chanina Puki, he says, go out. Omulei Labar Lavoyi, tell the Bar Lavoyi, Loi Mazel Yoim Gerim. No, a person doesn't go after the Mazel of the day that he's born. El Mazel Shor. But it's totally in the Mazel what hour of the day you were created. That's when your Mazel is totally in. Shrashi Mazel Shor. Zayin Mazol is saying, there are seven mazels cycle of seven mazels. They go over and over again. Hamasham Shenet HaShoyis, Chanak Shasam, Chama Hainu Chama Mamish, Huachem in HaMazolus, the sun is one of the mazolus, V'chein Levona, the moon, the Ashar Heaven Kechovim, the other ones are the seven, the other planets we have. Tomorrow, Hayman the Bechamo, whoever is born in the mazel of the sun, Yehei Gibor, who will be a strong person, Zubiyosin Yehei, he'll be very shiny, like the sun. He'll eat from his own food. He'll drink from his own drinking. Any cigarettes that he have will be uncovered. Just like the sun. The sun is always clear. You can see, you can't have any rezuyim. You can't have any private things. In ganef le matliach. Mele, if you want to be a ganef and those things privately, you won't be matliach. Because everything will be open. Everybody will see what you're doing. Hai man de bekoichet. Whoever's created in the second mazel, that's called Koichev. Nameless, some say it's the... No, Koichev. It's murky. No, I skipped something. Haimande the Koichev Noiga. Whoever's born in the mazel of Noiga, some say that's Venus. Yehei Giber Oser, he'll be a strong person and a very rich person. Vizanoi Yehei. But he'll also have the Midov's Nus, he'll have. My timer, Mishum Disyalid Bay Nura. Because that's the times when the Nura, the fire was created in. Trashitolid Bay Nura, Eish. Tluya Vyesa Mazel. Yetze Shal Tashmish, Boya Kitana. This person will have a Yetz Hara for Tashmish, for Znus, so lost love is Midah Znus. That's if you're born in a second Mazel of Noiga. Vaita Haimanda Bekoichav. Whoever is created whoever is born in the Mazel of Koichav, sorry, when something that's Mercury. Yehei Gibor, he'll be a strong person. Nohir, lightful, v'chochem, achochem. Why? Mishum the Safra, the Chamhu. That's like the cipher for the sun. That's what Mercury is called. Trashi Mazel Koichev, who cipher Shemazel, Chama. That's the cipher of the Mazel of Chama. Lichtev Derech Hiluchai. It writes down how it should go, how the sun should go. Chvoisav Umotzi Eitzlo Tomid. It's always near the sun. So therefore it's called the Mazel of Koichev. Right, Haiman de Levoina. Whoever is created in the moon, it's Mazel, the fourth one. Yehei Gibor Sovel, he'll be a Gibor. Sovel Marin, he'll always take along bad things will happen to him. Trashi Kalevoina Zu. Shemis Chavna, Shemis Navo Veleches. It became smaller. As Lavona got its punishment, it became smaller. So if you're born in this thing, also you'll always have bad things. You'll build, but you break it down. You'll break and build up again. Your leaf doesn't belong to you. You'll drink things that doesn't belong to you. Or and anything that's private, Kisoyin, will be kept privately. Why? Because by the moon, you can't see too much in the sun, in the light of the moon. Melim ganef matliach. If you'll be a ganef, you know you'll have a tzlacha. Because in the night time, they can't see what you're doing, you'll have the mazel. Hai man de shapsoi. Whoever's created in shapsoi, the tzatan, yehei giber, he'll be strong, machshavoseho betelen. And is whatever he wants to do will be botul. And it's the yarm we call the machshon aloi botlin, fakert. Whatever people want to do to negate him, to do bad to him, will be botul. Whoever's trading the mazel of tzedek says Jupiter, yehei gibor, he'll be a gibor, tzadkin, he'll be a tzadik. Omer vachu of Yitzchok, but tzadkin be mitzvahs. He'll be doing mitzvahs. That's the slushing of the tzedek. Haiman de b'madim, whoever's creating the last mazel, seventh one of madim, and it's maz, yehei gibor, he'll be a strong person, oshedoma, he'll also always be spilling blood. Omer vashi, e umno, either he'll be a surgeon, E ganver also be a ganav that sometimes kills people. E tavcher also be a shochet. Oy moiler also be a moil. These are the four things people that spill blood. That's if you're born in the mazel of madim. Omer Rabba, ano b'madim havoi. Rabba says I was created in madim. So chorus like that's nakasha. I was born in madim and I'm not one of these things. I don't spill blood. I'm not a shochet. I'm not a moil. Omer Rabbayinay, mar nami onish v'kotom. You also give einshim, you also give punishment, and you also kill people. Trashi, onish, p'nayodim o'ivrim al-dvor. People don't listen to you, he gives them an einish. So it means that he gives them an einish, or it means the Eibusha gives them an einish because they don't listen to him. So since people don't listen to you, they get an einish, so maybe they'll also get kotel because of you. Itma, Rebbe Chanina Oimer, name, mazel machkim, no, Chanina holds, mazel machkim. There is such a thing as a mazel. A mazel makes you smart. Mazel mashu. If you're born on the right mazel, you become rich. V'yesh mazel Yisrael. There's such an Indian of mazel. Exactly what this means, Chlo, we don't understand it too much. But there's such a thing as mazel as luck. You're born at this time, there's such a need that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it, there's such a zach of a mazel. We have Yechon Amanein. Ein mazel Yisrael. There's no such thing as a mazel. There's no such thing as luck by Klal Yisrael. V'yozer Rav Yechon Atam. Rav Yechon goes according to his Tam. The Yom Rav Yechonon. Minayin shein mazel Yisrael. How do I know there's no such thing as a mazel to Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael? So Rashi learns mazel machkim lefi ha mazel hi achochmon. Depends how much mazel you have, that's how much chochm you have. Because the yom of the becham and noy vechochem. In echlam yol depends when you're born. Different mazolus, you have different mazel. V'yesh mazel Yisrael shein tiflo utstoka mishane samazel shein tfilo utstoka mishane samazel. If you daven and give tzoka, it's not going to be mishane the mazel. That's the pshat for yesh mazel. There's such a thing as mazel. That's what it is. Ein mazel Yisrael zekrashi shayidei tfilo uschus mishane mazel l'toivo. But he's also maskim. There's such a thing as there is a mazel. If you're born at a certain time, you have a certain mazel. He just holds though that tefillah. If you daven to Hashem and you do mitzvah, you could change the mazel. So he also says like that. Now, after the Gemara, there is such a thing as mazel. It just means if you daven this manyam holds, either ischus godom, you could be mishtan at the mazel. That's how to have Yechon. The ein mazel Yisrael means you could change the mazel. And also Rav Yechonon Taimei, Yom Rav Yechonon, Minayin Shein Mazel Yisrael. How do I know there's such a thing as a mazel by Yisrael that you can't change it? Shenema, Koyamar Hashem, El Derech HaGoyim Al Tumudu. Don't learn from them. O Me'oises HaShemayim HaTechesu. Like, don't be afraid, don't look after the oises of the Shemayim. Ki Yechtu HaGoyim Meheima. Because the Goyim will be afraid of them. Tadiyik Heim Yechtu. Only the Goyim should be afraid of the mazolis. V'lo Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael is not afraid of it. The Yafrav Sover ain't Mazel Yisrael. The Yom Rav Yudu Yom Rav. Minayin Shein Mazel Yisrael. How do we know this Yisrael? There's no Mazel by Yisrael. Shenem of the Pasuk says, Vayyotze Yotze Yachutza. Kodesh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu outside. Omar Avram Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avram told Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bonish Lerlam. Then beat the Yerush Yotze, I have no children. Who's going to Yashin me? Omar Loya Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Lad, Kiyim Asher Yetzim Meyechem. Someone said, come out of you. Your child will Yashin you. Omal upon Ribbono Shel Olam, nistakalti b'istagnini shali. I looked into like my mazel, Shashi Chochmas Hamazolus. I looked into the stars, into the Chochma of the Mazolus. The Eini Ruyel Hoilit. And according to my mazel, Avraham Avinu said, I'm not right to have any children. The Eini Ruyel Hoilit then. O Malek, Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, say, go out of Nitzanignes Shaloch. Go out of your mazel. Why? Shein mazel Yisrael. There's no such thing as a mazel Yisrael. So the pshat is that if Duch Tfilom, Kodesh Baruch Hu could be Meshanerit. See, Duch Avraham Avinu's Tfilom, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Meshaner his mazel, and now put him into mazel, he could have children. My daitcho, the koi tzedek marocho. Here's Lekuru what he answered him back, that this is what Rav was saying. Like, my daitcho, what's your right, there's no mazel, the koi tzedek marocho. So actually, the koi tzedek means shu mazel shalof, that was your mazel, marocho, shu moker mitzunim, a cold place, then royal lohulid, kach mitzasi v'shasha ben olevi. That was the pshat. Since Avraham Avinu was, I'm not sure if he goes back to Avraham Avinu or not, but what? Goes back to Avram. It's Avram was born in the mazel of tzedek, and then it was Marova. So Meluwat, he can't have children. The Mahadano Mukmina Leib Mizrochas. Abish said, no, I'll put back the mazel to Mizrach. Joshim Mizrocha, Shumokim Chaim, that's a hot place. When you're hot, then you could have children. So I know the Siddh, that's what the Pasuk says. Miheyim Mizrach Tzedek, Rule Raglai. Yeah. Alright, that's the Pasuk. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, Kufnun Vov on the base. This last Gemara again that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to Avraham Avinu. He just says, yeah,